weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 67. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 61. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we wrap up legislative session of 2023 with the legislatures back in for the final week this week, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up last week signing the state budget that runs through 2023 all the way through fiscal year of 2025. KWCH News reports that during the signing, Governor Kelly did release a statement saying, quote, "This budget advances the mission of my administration to make Kansas the best place to raise a family. Thanks to our laser-sharp focus on growing the economy, we have a record surplus that we can use to make critical investments in health care, affordable housing, our foster care system, and other essential services everyday Kansans rely on." During the process, however, the governor did issue a 15-line item veto, including the abortion alternative program and a prohibition on the state universities using diversity, equity, and inclusion in their hiring. The vetoes did gain criticism from the other side of the aisle, as House Speaker Dan Hawkins said the governor is not middle of the road or working with Republicans. Good American Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority's Topeka Administration Building officially had their ribbon cutting earlier this week as they plan all the new projects for the KTA across the state of Kansas. As WIBW reports that the new building in Topeka is set for training, customer service, and other KTA operations, where they say the new location will help have a large impact on their new operation projects, especially with transitioning to the cashless tolling across the entire state.
We had our team broken apart. We were able to bring them together, bring all our engineers under one house. We have the need to add call center jobs here for the future, and we needed to make sure I have a good presence here in Topeka, so we have our retail facility open as well for KTAG. So this was a definite need. It fills that need. We're excited to get it open today.
That was the CEO of the KTA, Steve Hewitt, on WIBW News. According to the Kansas Turnpike Authority, they say that the new public building that will be hosted in Topeka will also be a public service station for KTAG across the state. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Scotts Bluff County Board of Commissioners has approved a change in some of their money and resources to try to prepare for the upcoming USA Gravel National Championship. As NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff reports that they did transfer some of the marketing money for capital improvements to help cover the initial cost of the USA Gravel National Championship set to take place in Gearing, Nebraska, September 9th. They say the amount will be near $60,000 and will be going towards the Oregon Trail Community Foundation.
It's for $60,000 from capital improvement, and we would put it into a fund at the Oregon Trail Community Foundation, and that would be our startup fund for the USA Cycling event.
As Tourism Director Brenda Lisi, where they say the county should be able to get reimbursed after selling off expo spaces for the event at $500 apiece for the potential of near $65,000 each year for the event. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved requests from Marysville Chamber and Main Street for the annual Mother's Day Market in the City Park, May 13th and 14th, and the Big Blue River Days downtown, June 2nd and 3rd. Over 90 vendors are registered for the flea market. Anyone interested should contact Stacy Mayer at the Chamber and Main Street office. The Sunday barbecue will be dine-in or carry-out May 14th at the Helvering Center. The 32nd Annual Car Show will be held in conjunction with Big Blue River Days, again June 2nd and 3rd. Live bands will perform downtown Friday and Saturday nights, and a parade is being added this year, scheduled Saturday, June 3rd at 4 p.m. Unanimous approval was given for the low bid from Inline Construction of $150,000 for ADA ramps and curb and gutter work this year. Council questioned merits of a $48,000 bid for engineering work toward improvements of Keystone Road and an additional section of 11th Terrace in East Marysville. Comments were made that work may be farther down the road. Engineering at this time may be preliminary. Others noted that having plans in place ahead of grant opportunities could be helpful. Councilman Todd Fry shared citizen concerns with the slow, piecemeal pace of improvements. Kevin Throm reluctantly moved to approve the bid, noting that future costs would very likely be higher for engineering, and it could be used if grants become available. Jeff Keating reminded that if improvements are made in the future, some additional properties will have to be annexed. The motion to approve the engineering estimate passed 6-1. BG Engineers' request for engineering for Phase 2 improvements of U.S. 77 South was presented as other firms had declined a bid due to lack of time. Concerned that BG has current bids for Keystone and East Side Street improvements, as well as sewage lagoon upgrades, were mentioned before approval was given by unanimous vote. Fewer than 25% of surveys have been returned from the lead pipe survey, which was mailed to Marysville residents previously, and the public is urged to return those as soon as possible. New ones can be obtained from City Hall if needed. Turnout was light for the special election in Marshall County Tuesday on the jail proposal, with two-thirds of 1,114 voters rejecting the question that would have allowed the county to proceed with up to $6.5 million in financing through a lease purchase agreement to finance an estimated $12 million project. 16% of registered voters turned out for the special election, which was prompted by a citizen petition against a resolution to approve the financing. A series of public meetings were held to highlight the need for a new jail facility after commissioners had finalized plans for a new complex the east side of Marysville. The final vote Tuesday at the special election was 64% voting against the measure, with 718 no and 396 yes votes. The matter now goes back to county commissioners for consideration of next steps. If commissioners would approve a resolution to construct a jail, it would require a waiting period that could allow citizen protest, and another special election could be in order. A recent community meeting in Bern has renewed conversations with USD 115 Nemaha Central School Board, which may pursue acquisition of territory that remains in USD 113 Prairie Hills District. And despite some 80 students in that area this year attending school in Seneca, an earlier effort in 2012 with closure of the Burns School was turned away by Prairie Hills. The current conversation is driven by recent announcement of closure of the Wetmore Academic Center, which will scatter additional students to Nemahal Central and some to USD 380 Centralia. Families in the affected area have noted that next school year, roughly half of students within the Prairie Hills district boundary will attend classes in other districts. Some are asking that taxes and representation be shifted apportionately. The Marshall County Community Band is beginning preparations for summer performances, and they're inviting anyone interested to a first rehearsal Thursday, April 27th, beginning at 6:30 in the Marysville Junior Senior High Band Room. There will also be rehearsals May 4th and May 25th. Performances begin May 29th for Memorial Day ceremony. The summer concert series Thursday evenings will run June 8th through July 13th. There is a scholarship money available for participating band students. Again, anyone interested in the community band is invited to a rehearsal this evening at 6:30 in the MHS band room. Frankfort citywide garage sales are this weekend. Most are scheduled Friday and Saturday. Some have additional hours as well. Maps and locations are posted and available in Frankfort. A memorial gathering for Terry Hughes of Marysville is planned Friday, April 28th, noon to 3 at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Terry Hughes passed away April 17th. Betty Wimmers, age 73 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Wimmers. Pray A. Skip Moody, age 71, of Wymore, passed away April 19th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 until 5, at the Heidelauer Bar and Clay Center, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Skip Moody.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 40s. Some rain showers are likely on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. And showers will continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Breezy on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And still breezy throughout Sunday night, clear skies with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still staying sunny by Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying warmer throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. And clear Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 70, record high on this day 93. The average low 46 and the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:16 with sunrise in the morning at 6:34.
When it comes to managing a dairy farm, most of us would be utterly lost. But there's a group of farmers anxious to teach. That is the news today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. President Ulysses S. Grant was born on this day. Unless you were born into the dairy farming business, it's tough to get your foot in the barn, so to speak. And lack of younger owners is one reason the number of small dairy farms has dwindled in the past decade. But here's some good news for those with a dairy dream. A Farmers Association has set up an apprenticeship program where young people can learn the ropes and receive college credit to boot. The program focuses on grazing operations and the best option for rookies because of less capital needed for feed and equipment. Right now, you're most likely to find an apprenticeship in dairy-producing states like Wisconsin or New York. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Frankfort Citywide Garage Sales are this weekend, Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th. Maps are available at several locations around town. While you're in town for the garage sales, stop by and support these local Frankfort merchants, including LC Grace's, Bat Tire, F&A Construction, CJ Express, Flint Hills Mechanical, and Blue Valley Technologies. Frankfort Citywide Garage Sales, this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Maps available at several locations.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Yes, it is one of the biggest nights that the NFL will have all year long. It is draft night, and it happens live from Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs will have the last pick in the first round of the draft. A lot of people think that Kansas City will go after either a wide receiver or a defensive lineman. A couple of the top ones on the board include Boston College wide receiver Zay Flowers. He was asked, how do you think it would feel to be drafted by the Chiefs? With a laugh, he said, it would be great. Nearly 400,000 people are expected to converge around Union Station tonight in Kansas City. You can watch the draft starting at 7 p.m. The Kansas City Royals could only manage one out of three against the Arizona Diamondbacks, losing last night 2-1. And the Royals stay on the road now with the series to wrap up the month against the Minnesota Twins. They will play tonight. 6:40 will be the first pitch. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The top-seeded team in the NBA playoffs is now done. Miami wins the series 4-1 with a 128-126 win over Milwaukee last night. Golden State takes a lead in their series with a 123-116 win over Sacramento. Memphis beat the Lakers 116-99. And the Knicks eliminated the Cavaliers last night with a 106-95 win. Joe Burrow is one of two young quarterbacks that will most likely sign a big contract for the Cincinnati Bengals. It will not happen this year, though. The Bengals have exercised the fifth-year option for Joe Burrow, still under his rookie deal. He will make $29.5 million. This actually is good for Kansas City. He is one of the guys the Chiefs will be looking at when it comes time to renegotiate with Patrick Mahomes. There's one member of tonight's NFL draft that got a standing ovation yesterday at the airport. It was none other than Donna Kelce. Of course, she is the mom of Travis and Jason Kelce. She has made her way to Kansas City and will join her boys at tonight's NFL draft. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Help retrain damaged evergreens back to their pyramidal form with a bit of pruning. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Storms, snow, ice, and hungry animals can damage or destroy an evergreen's main stem, known as the central leader. When pyramidal evergreens lose their central leader, the surrounding branches compete to take over the lead. As these branches continue to grow, your evergreen eventually looks like a shrub was grafted to the top of the tree. Lend nature a hand to help restore your tree's pyramidal form. Start by cutting back the damaged leader to 1.5 inches above the next whorl of branches. Tie one of the nearby side shoots to the remaining stub. Over time, this branch will start to grow upright, forming your evergreen tree's new central leader. Remove the tie after a year and prune off any side branches that start to compete with the new central leader. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
KNDY.
Rosemarie Ritchie has a beautiful location to work right along the Mississippi River. But in the decades she's lived here, she's also seen the power these waters can bring when flooding swamps her town. It's a resilient place, though, a town that has become quite a draw for many day and weekend trippers. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Rosemarie Ritchie has lived in Grafton, Illinois for most of her life. And when this is your home for several decades, well, you're going to see some floods.
I've seen quite a few of them. The first one I've seen, I think it was in 40-something. Well, it wasn't too bad at that time, but each year it has gotten worse.
Grafton sits right beside the Mississippi River on the Illinois side, just north of St. Louis.
Rosemarie works at the visitor center on the south edge of town. She is kind of a resident historian. She has binders of pictures of the floods. It doesn't flood every year, of course, but the floods are certainly etched in her memory.
93 was the worst because it was the longest. It started early in the spring, and then in the fall, it still hadn't gone back, and the people had to move out because they had to get their family. So we don't have too many children in town. Mostly it's people that's moved in after the floods.
She mentioned, though, that people have moved back. There are some condos here now, as Grafton is a beautiful little spot along the river that attracts many people from larger places just coming to visit.
On the weekend, most of the time you can't get through town, especially in September and October, people going out to get fruit and pumpkins and vegetables and everything. And I've seen the river road packed. Our town only has one street through it.
Grafton has truly become a destination for many, with wineries, restaurants, shops, outdoor activities, and wedding venues. It's a small town impacted by the floods, yet resilient and thriving today. A place many love to visit and take in the beauty along the river. Traveling the countryside in Grafton, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Something underground is tearing up your yard. Is it a mole or a vole? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's how to tell the difference between these two critters as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Nothing is more irritating to a homeowner than seeing volcano-shaped piles of dirt in the lawn or bare trails in the grass. These are signs of mole and vole activity. Moles have paddle-like front claws, no visible ears, and tiny eyes. Voles resemble mice but have shorter tails and smaller ears. Kelly McGowan is an Extension Horticulture Field Specialist at the University of Missouri. She says another way to distinguish between the two is by what they eat.
Think of the word mole. It starts with an M. So moles are meat eaters, which means that they feed on things in the soil, whether it be grubs or earthworms or insects, things like that. Voles start with a V, so they're vegetarian. So they're going to feed on plants, mainly the underground portion of plants. So that would mainly be the root system.
She says the best method for keeping moles under control is setting a mole trap in an active run. It often looks like there are a ton of moles out there, but these critters are solitary. If you trap one or two, you pretty much have the problem under control. Voles like to hide in heavy mulch and weeds and make trails through the grass or snow. They have golf ball-sized exit holes in their tunnels. Because they're at the bottom of the food chain, they don't come out into the open very often, but you can trap them too.
Just kind of old-fashioned mouse traps work well with voles, and you can put peanut butter, cheese in there to kind of bait them. But don't just leave those mouse traps out in the open. You can put some kind of a covering over it because they don't like to feed in the open.
Learn more about moles and voles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
that sees me through, sees me through. What you teach will see me through. You told
heard that we can control only 20% of our daily life. The other 80%? Well, it's totally out of our hands. Things like traffic, weather, other people's opinions.
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
So here's the good news. You can give all your effort to the 20% you can control, like how you spend your money and time, and how you use your talents. You have a choice. All these gifts from God can be used for selfish purposes, or they can be used for good. For example, it's easy to get carried away with buying things you don't need. But if your decisions are informed by your faith, it will be much easier to figure out how much to spend, to save, and to give to others. In the end, you get to choose how you use everything God has provided. And with His help, you can make decisions that will help you live a content, confident, and generous life.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health issue, then stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Life is stressful, and farming life can be stressful squared. Fortunately, there's help available for those under extreme stress. Bridget Britton is an Extension Behavioral Health Field Specialist with The Ohio State University.
In any community, there are probably local county crisis lines. If you have access to the internet, you can just simply Google, what's my local county hotline, my mental health hotline, or local county mental health guide. You could also reach out to your local extension offices.
Britton says many programs take into account the special circumstances that affect farmers and ranchers.
We in Ohio, and many others are also in other states in the North Central region, are doing trainings for mental health professionals to help them understand the unique stressors that the rural and farming community has. It's really just been a great program, and I'm sure that there are other states that are doing this.
I'll have Britton back tomorrow. There's a link to her full presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And here's the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline number, 988. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for skilled individuals for full-time or summer employment. If you or someone you know is looking for a stable career with wages that begin at $15.75 and up, offering advancement opportunities, annual wage increases, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, plus a generous benefit package that includes 401k, paid time off, and insurance benefits, among others, apply online or contact Landall Company in Marysville at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Go online at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, April the 27th. Finding a weed control system that works for you means choosing an established and trusted system. Michael Clements has more.
Jessica Feldhaus, Bayer Marketing Content Specialist, says the Roundup Ready Extend system is backed by more than 25 years of innovation and the largest research and development pipeline in the industry.
The Roundup Ready Extend crop system is the number one soybean system planted by U.S. farmers based on traded acres in the United States. Farmers know a successful crop really requires forward thinking, attention to detail, and a good weed control strategy. Our researchers at Bayer really helped us by developing a system that combines trait technologies, herbicide options that are effective against tough to control weeds. We spend a lot of time talking to our customers as well to better understand their needs and their challenges so we can really identify tools that are helpful for their operations. Over the past 4 years, we've seen a 2.9 bushel per acre advantage over the Enlist weed control system when using the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, which included both Roundup Ready 2 Extend and Extend Flex soybeans in Bayer and farmer managed system trials.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine for high quality agriculture replacement parts at low prices. Just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It is 48 at St. Francis, 45 at Goodland, 49 Sharon Springs. Syracuse is at 50. Elkhart, 50 as well. Ashland, 53. Taking a look at Medicine Lodge right now, you're looking at 53, Olathe at 57, Hiawatha at 51, Marysville 54, Belleville 53. And this will get your ag news for this Thursday.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Build well, it's Burwell.
Looking to take your wheat yields to the next level? Irrigated or dry land, farmers across the region are choosing the AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine for its proven track record of superior performance, even in drought years. One of the best in the AgriPro brand portfolio for wheat, streak, mosaic, virus tolerance, SY Wolverine also delivers strong, strong strength and is an excellent choice when planting late following soybeans. Call your local AgriPro associate for performance data and to book seed. A list of AgriPro associates and more is available at agriprowheat.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Agricultural land trends and what's ahead for the rest of the year. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
With a solid background in agricultural land transactions, Eric Sarf, president of Murray Wise & Associates, discusses the main trends he is seeing right now in farmland real estate acquisitions.
We've definitely seen more consolidation on the farmer side. You know, I've been doing this for a little over 20 years now, and there's still obviously a lot of farmers out there, but there's less now than there were 20 years ago, and even longer than that when I was growing up on the countryside. And when I was young, you know, my dad farmed a couple thousand acres, and that was a big deal back in the 90s. And anymore, that's pretty small time. So seeing how consolidation of farms and farm operations, while they're still family farms, they're just bigger operations. Production, productivity, again, corn bushels now, yields, I mean, they're 250 bushels per acre, which that's unfathomable 20 years ago or even 5 years ago when we were closer to 200. So just seeing the increased productivity in the fields.
As for the rest of the year and into early 2024, Sarf foresees continued demand for farmland.
I think if commodity prices stay where they've been, which nobody knows for sure, but it sounds like we're probably going to see strong commodity prices through the end of the year and into 24, I think we'll continue to see strong demand for farmland.
Farmers continue to be the main demographic purchasing ag land.
Definitely the majority of buyers. Family offices and individual investors, high net worth investors, those are definitely one of the stronger buyer groups as well. You know, it goes back to the inflation head and a way to kind of transfer wealth. That's always been the preferred method. And then the other group is more the institutional type investors, pension funds, hedge funds, those kind of groups.
Eric Sarf, president of Murray Wise & Associates. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now with the markets. May corn at 627.75, and that's up 13.5. July corn at 584, that's down 17 right now. May wheat at 614.5, down 12.75. July wheat 629.5, and that's down 12 currently. Kansas City wheat for May 777. And a quarter, that's down 16 and a quarter. July Kansas City wheat is 768 and a quarter, and that's down 15. Minneapolis wheat for May, 771, that's down 37. July Minneapolis wheat at 791, and that's down 22. Oats for May, 305, that's down 17 and a half. July oats, 314 and a half, and that's down 12. Looking at soybeans for May, 1428 and a half, that's down 7.5. July soybeans at 1407, that's down 7.75. Looking at cotton for July, 80.53 is your current price, and that's up $2.17. Live cattle for April, 175.25, that's up 72.5 cents. June live cattle, 164.92, that's up 35 cents. April feeder cattle, 202.67.5, that's flat. May feeder cattle at 211.12.5 cents. And that's up 85 cents. June crude at 74.95, up 67 cents. July crude, 74.77, that's up 58 cents. Looking at gold for June, 1977.80, that's up $1.90. Silver for May, 24.97, that's up 9.5 cents. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow is up 320 right now. S&P up 53, and NASDAQ up 288. That's your market information.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Alfalfa weevils are officially back and hatching after the last several weeks of weather in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth shares information on alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils probably are first serious major pest that we see in all crops every year because they're a cool weather insect, as alfalfa is, so they come around earlier, it seems to me, every year. This year is no difference. Alfalfa weevil adults lay eggs in the fall in alfalfa in the stems, either vertical stems or horizontal stems, so they're well hidden. You can see them. They're kind of an orange or a golden color, and it's kind of neat to go out and try and sample for them, but they're well hidden. The eggs in the stems will start overwintering and start accumulating thermal units or growing degree days, and we've developed a thermal unit accumulation system or growing degree day system to be able to predict when these eggs hatch starting January 1st. It's really pretty useful. But again, you use the system and you got to go out and ground truth whether the eggs are really hatching or not, because every little field's just a little bit different by a week or two.
Whitworth explains testing infestation level and treatment.
The main thing is you got to get out and sample. And sampling is really pretty easily done, I think, in my opinion. Just go out and pull stems, shake them vigorously in a white bucket, count the number of larvae that fall out, and remember how many stems you had, and that gives you your infestation level. One of the triggers that we use for treating for alfalfa weevil is a 30 to 50% infestation level. That's when we start treating with an insecticide. If we get cold temperatures, that will slow down the hatch also. So when they're active, and they're only active once a year, that's the time when we get spring colliding with winter temperatures and rain, sleet, snow, and the weevils are still out there feeding 24/7. Anytime the temperature's over 45 degrees, they don't mind the wind, the rain, they're feeding.
Whitworth goes on to discuss the problem with spraying for alfalfa weevils too early.
This year, we haven't had much moisture, so the impact of the feeding in the weevils is really showing up a lot more. So a lot of guys are spraying a little bit earlier than they would. But one of the problems is if you have enough eggs laid, you're going to have another flush of eggs hatching and therefore another bunch of larvae feeding on the crop. So if you go out 2 weeks ago and you sprayed, that will probably do a pretty good job of killing the larvae, but then you're going to have more eggs hatch. These insecticides only last 10 to 14 days. So once you've treated and those eggs are going to continue to hatch, there's not going to be any vegetation that has the residue on it from the previous insecticide. So you may have to go back, you may have to spray twice, you may have to spray three times.
That was Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, discussing alfalfa weevils. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.